Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Good Girl's Guide to Being Wrong and Happy. You're here with your co-hosts, Stephanie Richardson and Heather Smith.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show where your wrongness is really a fraudness and happiness is just a choice. Thanks so much for being here.
It is.
Oh, my God.
It's just a choice, and nobody knows what a choice is anyway.
Well, we might give a little bit of a clue today, I think, today's conversation. Maybe.
That sounds impressive.
Yeah. Very sure and confident, right?
I know. Yeah, right? I thought we just, made noise and laughed a lot.
Well, maybe. I won't deny that.
Like a couple of circus seals or something.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Oh,
good girl.
God.
That's not how we got our name. That seal can't balance a ball on its nose, but it sure is cute.
That's one story I've heard. One version.
Hey, so what are we talking about today?
Well, today we're going to talk about being the source of your own life, your own reality. And what the heck is that? What does that mean? What the heck are we talking about, Stephanie?
Well, the funny thing is whenever I hear you say that, and whenever I mentioned it to you earlier, one of the things that always surprises me is how many times I bring up a possibility or you've brought up a possibility, and the first thing that comes out of people's brains is, oh yeah, I already do that. And I always find that so fun. Oh yeah, I already do that. Oh yeah, okay, cool. Well, good luck with that. That's something everybody knows and already does. And yet these topics, every single one that we have, are things that have, for me, expanded pretty much every day of my life since I was born. So it's always surprising to me when people are like, oh yeah, I got that down. And pretty much anything that I've ever decided that I've got down is exactly the thing that is controlling my life, and not in a good way.
So true. Oh my God. That's always the ugly surprise, right? You're like, oh my God, I thought I had this so handled and together and I was on it.
Yeah.
And then when it totally falls apart or turns out nothing like you decided it would, like, oh my God, what happened?
Yeah, like, oh wow. All right. That was not what I thought it was. So I thought my brain was the best thing about me. Oh, pretty much for 39 3/4 of the years I've been on the planet, and I've only been alive a few more months than that. And then only to discover, people tried to tell me, like, that's not the best part about you. And I was like, I get that that's true, and I'm not going to.
You're lying.
And yes, I get that you think that's true, and I'm going to keep using it anyway. But the whole thing really was, what I found out probably this week, was that it was more that I just didn't know who I would be if I wasn't functioning from thinking.
Yeah.
I didn't actually think there was anybody else there besides my very active brain. And so, to me, being the source is very similar to that, where it's like, well, of course I'm the source. Like, who else is making the money? You know, like, as if that's the source. Well, who else is making decisions? As if that's the source. And so one of the things for me that I've seen a lot is that when you ask someone what they would like their life to be like, very often, there are a lot of things they would like to do different. So I would like to travel more. I would like to work less. I would like to spend more time with my family. I would like to. I would like to. I would like to. Well, this would be really good. Yeah. All in this fantasy world of a future. All of those ideas, for the most part, come from the idea that you are not actually the source of those happening, but something else is. Having more time is the source of you being able to take more vacations, or having more money is the source of you being able to choose to take that vacation you wanted, or that exercise is the source of you having a different body.
Yeah.
Not that you are the source of all of those things, and your relationship with all of those things that you think are in charge are that's actually what's creating your life. That relationship between those things, between you and money, the relationship between you and your body, the relationship between you and what you've decided time means to you, those things. And you're creating all those. Oops.
Yep. So I want to give another example, like, of how I've been using this. When I am not the source, but I create something else as the source, my go-to, probably top thing with this is, has been other people's needs. If somebody else has a need of me in whatever way, I was using that as the source for what I choose, how I choose, and that I choose anything. Like, if there wasn't somebody else's need, giving impetus to a choice, it's as though any other choices don't exist.
Whoa.
That's how I've, yeah.
Well, this, okay, that's, so we can get at some of these. Let's go, I'm going to give a little exercise, and let's
cool.
see how this goes. We may need to, I'm developing this exercise now, so
I'm it, fly.
It may need a little work. If I was doing this exercise with myself, I would say, if I had $350 million,
yeah,
what would I choose different today?
Yeah.
Now here's
but not and
but here's
yeah, I was
I'm
say,
actually taking this a
yeah.
different direction than we normally
yeah,
take this.
Cool.
Because what I'm looking at is all the times that whenever I ask myself that question, what came up for me is like, I'd help the children, you know, like that. We are
yeah.
the world. I'd give all my money
yeah.
to charity. I would, you know, help my family out with business. I would, every single one of those things that I went to go do with this new found money, almost none of it had to do with me. Like this, just
wow.
when I played with this exercise. So in my head, in that 10 seconds that we had in between creating it, no, actually, I was playing with something similar earlier today. So what you can do is actually go, cool, I have $350 million. What do I do with it? And so you can look at a few things. So if your answer is, I would keep my life exactly the way it is, then your
mm-hmm.
life the way it is, currently is the source for your living.
Hmm.
Is that accurate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so.
I'm like, wow, that's really kind of big.
So yeah, I want to reemphasize it. If you wouldn't change anything in your life as it is based on all of a sudden having millions and millions more money, that, like, acknowledge that. Holy moly, your life is freaking awesome. Like, you, that would be, you are the creation, you are the creator of your life. That your life is your creation. If you, like, wouldn't change a thing and absolutely love it as it is, like,
or,
that would be, yeah.
Or mediocrity is.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be, depend, I guess, on how, like, if you wouldn't change anything and you're, like, so happy about it, or if you wouldn't change anything but you're like, eh, I guess it's okay.
I can't think of anything better I'd do.
Yes, that would be mediocrity.
There's not actually anything, and there's not actually anything wrong with that. Like, if you've developed a life that you're totally
no.
grateful for, by all means, like, that's fucking awesome. And,
yeah.
Okay, so then
not.
The other way you can use this is if you go, okay, if I had $350 million, oh my gosh, I would definitely get rid of the job that I'm doing right now. And I definitely would get rid of the people in my life right now. And I definitely would change, like, what have I done with this body, right? Like, I would definitely change this body.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you can do is then take each one of those things, just take one at a time, take one of those things that you are like, oh my gosh, I would definitely change that. And you can ask yourself this question. So what is it that I've decided is in the way of this choice?
now, even without the money. Say that again.
What have I decided is in the way of me making this choice, even without the money?
Love it.
And yeah, so what we're beginning to do is break down the assumptions that we've made about our own lives. Because one of the biggest things that gets in the way of creating a different life is not any problem that we have. It's actually the unawareness that we have of what we're choosing. So it's, you know, if you don't, I read this book one time. And it basically talked about life after death. This is a leap, guys, but it's just a funny metaphor for our own lives. Okay, so in this book, the being that was, somebody was channeling this being called Seth.
Uh-huh.
And Seth was like, so when you die, it sort of works a little bit like all of the world religions have decided it works, and it kind of doesn't work like any of them at all. The way it kind of works is that basically somebody dies and you go wherever you think you go. So if you think that that God and the devil have to battle out for your soul, a bunch of us in the spirit world basically get together and we act it out for you. So it looks like you get the battle, you know? It looks like your family comes to you in the tube of light. It looks like. And he said that the hardest, and so basically what happens, we act that out until such moment where basically we come to the end of what you've decided about that thing, and then we look for the moment where we can sort of tap you on the shoulder and go, hey, what you think about this might be different than what's actually true. And so for some people it takes a long time, and for some people it doesn't take any time at all. For some people they're just like, I don't know what happens, but you know, but I'm excited to find out, you know, then they just, you know, they're just there. He said the hardest people to get to are the ones who believe that there's nothing, because it's kind of hard to have a chat with somebody who goes into nothingness. So those people just go to nothing. Like there's just nothing there. And no consciousness there, but there's still a being there. So they're like, kind of hard to get to, right? Like that's that's what this channel being says about death. The same thing with our life, like the places where we are totally blind to what we've been choosing, that is the hardest place to change. Because we know that when something gets miserable, that we'll look at it finally.
Yeah.
But when you just don't even know anything's there, it's pretty hard to do anything about it.
Kind of hard to notice.
Yeah, so what I'm basically teasing out with this exercise that we're giving you is giving you a way to poke at your own places where you're like, there's nothing there, it's all fine. Well, good, I'm glad it's all fine. And you want to see if there's anything there? Like, if there's nothing there, you can look as hard as you want. If there is something there, would you like to change it?
Yeah, I love it. So I'm curious what you'd have to say about, I guess I want to say, like, the value of even looking at this. Like, are you, seeing the source of your life or not bothering? Like, why would you bother to see if you're the source of your own life or not? What does it mean for you?
I want to flip that. I'm like, you asked that question. I want to flip it back around and ask you. But, I mean, because I've been talking a lot.
I've
always been curious.
Yeah.
That's my real
answer. I like that about you. Well, yeah, for me, I was living my life at the effect of other people so much, so dynamically, and it sucked. It was like I was not happy, like, realizing how I was just living my life like a ping pong ball between other people playing a ping pong game.
I am only laughing because I resemble that remark.
Yeah. So, you know, years ago, that was part of the impetus for me to look at what I have made as the source of my life and start asking, you know, what else I could choose. And it's kind of funny saying it now, but I'm like, it actually took me a while to even get to the idea that I could be the source of my life and I could be the source of my own reality. Like that was actually a far off concept for a long time until I got to the point where I had had enough of everybody else's reality. Cause for me, their reality sucks. Like if this person's reality is true and their reality is my only choice, I just don't want to live that way. That's no life for me. That sucks. that was what got me on this path. And the more I've gone down at this path of being the source of my reality and my life, the more I enjoy it, the more I get out of it, the more I like it, the more it becomes possible in really magical, amazing ways that I never really considered as possible, but are. And it's based on what I choose. It's not determined by what other people will or will not choose. And, you know, as a total control freak, I love that.
That's funny. As you were talking, do you have another point that is
wants
to be out there? Okay.
Go for it.
Because I was like, I definitely want to hear if you do.
Go for
okay.
it.
So I'm going to just put out there that this is actually a really advanced conversation, or at least for me is, because this is something that idea-wise, I was all on board. I was one of the people that I was talking about at the beginning of the show. Like, yeah, absolutely, totally. But one of the things that got me, I've been over the past 2 years. So 5 years ago, I would have been like, yeah, I know. And then starting about 2 years ago, there are some parts of my life that I started looking at. One of them, I've had an easy relationship with money for most of my life. And mm-hmm. I've also had some times where what I have put into my life and what should create money has not actually matched what came back out of it. So you know those things where you work harder than you should have to, and what you get back out of it is way less than you see other people getting out of doing way less. That to me was one of those places where that's what made it quote unquote valuable to look at. Literally valuable to look at. is where when I saw what I was getting from what I was choosing didn't seem to match what I was putting in. And so that to me has become a really clear indication that I'm creating something else, that if I look closer, that I will find there a value system that matches the reality that I'm getting and creating more than it matches what I'm saying I would like to have. And I know that just made everybody fried a whole bunch of brains.
Yeah.
So if all you heard was gibberish. So basically, if I worked 100 hours over, 100 hours a week, in addition to whatever else I'm working on, so I'm working a normal job and then working 100 hours on something a week, let's just say that's what I was doing. And then, but what I'm getting is actually the 100 hours a week I'm putting in, somehow I end up making less at the normal job that I have, right? And making no money at the 100 hour a week. And I'm not saying that's what happens, but it makes it really clear. It feels like what happens. This is a dramatic reenactment of what it felt like to be in my life. So it was not only putting in all that extra, but almost getting less than putting in just the not extra, and so that to me makes me go, that should almost be impossible. You should not be able to put in that much work and not have something come out of it. So to me, I had to look and go, what else have I made valuable here?
And so different things that can match that are like being of service, giving your time to others, being free.
Helpful.
Being free, oh, being helpful was what I thought my life ran on.
Wow.
And
yeah.
So I didn't think I had any value outside of being helpful. So to me, being helpful, that you mentioned it earlier, like basically when something runs your life, you literally cannot imagine a world in which this is not true.
Yeah.
So I literally could not imagine a world in which my value was something other than just being helpful. And so that limits all sorts of other things. That means nothing else in my life is valuable, but in order to be helpful, you can't receive anything for it. Because then it's not helpful, then it's being an employee.
Wow. I mean, this is such a brilliant example of, you know, everything we're talking about, of how when you create being helpful as the source of your life, this is what it looks like, folks.
Absolutely.
It makes it so you can't notice things that don't match it. It makes it so the ability to choose something different that maybe would work better for you or create a different outcome that would work better for you isn't available. It's like everything is based on, is this helpful or not helpful?
That
wow.
is, and that's exactly the only flow chart that was in my life was, is this helpful? Yes, I'm good. Is this not
yeah.
helpful? No, I'm bad and don't exist. I'm not worth having around. That was the flow chart of my life.
Yeah.
That is not, so that may to some people, if you have something similar, you might hear this and go, wow, that's actually really cool. But the problem is when you have that as a flow chart of your life, you notice that there was no, in that flow chart, there was no, is anybody actually asking me to be helpful? What does it create to be helpful? Does it actually create something greater? So it wasn't choice. It was only helpful is the choice or be bad, be helpful or be bad. And
yeah.
it didn't include anyone else and it didn't include me. Have you ever had somebody try and help you when you didn't really want help?
Yeah.
And there's
not
no
pretty,
way.
Huh?
It's not pretty. And there's no way to tell them. You go, I know they're just trying to be sweet, but God, I wish they'd let me do this on my own. It'd be really beneficial if I could do this on my own. I actually need to do this on my own so that I can know what I'm doing. You know,
yeah,
like I actually want to learn how to do this on my own. Get out of my way, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Here,
well,
I made this cake for you. I'm being so helpful. And they're like, I was learning how to bake a cake. It doesn't actually help me to have a cake.
Right, or I just started a diet that has no sugar and
yeah, exactly.
no flour.
Yeah, but I was being helpful.
Not helpful at all. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes.
And that's how that works. So that's why it's not everything that it becomes a blind spot. So when there's only one way for you to be, it becomes a blind spot where you can't actually ask what would work for you or what would work for other people. When your desire is only to be helpful, you're just, it's circular reasoning. It all becomes circular reasoning. What
yeah,
I was just trying to help becomes your justification for every choice. And it doesn't really matter whether it is helpful. It just matters that you think it's helpful and that you did it. So, you know, that's just one example. There's lots of different reasons people have for living or being around or having a family and every single one of those reasons basically works in that same way. And so, that's what for me made it valuable to actually look at, because all of a sudden I looked around and I went, everything that I've decided that this would create, it's not creating. Being helpful is not creating what I thought it was going to create.
Yeah. Well, and that's such a great clue. Like with anything in your life that you've made the source of your life, if there's something that's not working, that's probably an indication that you've made something the source of your life that just is never going to create the result you're looking for because it's not possible.
Yeah, but we've decided we just need to work harder at it. right? Like if it's the helpful one, it's not that like maybe being helpful doesn't work. The only thing you can see is that you probably need to be more helpful.
Oh my gosh. So true. So true. That's the trap of it, you know? Trap of having a fixed point of view and having a source that's outside of you.
Right. So if hard work is, the source, that was another one. If hard work is the source, then even if you do the 100 hours a week plus your normal job, you will never see that maybe it's not the hard, maybe hard work doesn't work. What you'll see is that you didn't work hard enough. So it doesn't allow you to be aware of actually what's happening.
Yeah, and what other choices you might have available to you that you
none.
Haven't considered.
There are no other choices.
Zero. Not a single one. Wow. I love talking about this because it's such a, so amazing what creators we are, that we can do something like that, that we can give ourselves one choice and then, you know, do everything we can to live our life from that one choice forever and somehow function and walk and talk and chew gum and like do all these things that, like, wow, we're powerful. Amazing. It's really amazing. So I wonder what other tools we can give everybody with all of this. One of the things that is popping to mind is, as I say very often, what if none of your choices up to now are wrong? You know, what if, you know, being helpful as a source of your life, what if that's not wrong? What we're suggesting is this, if it's not working to create the life you really enjoy living, if it's not getting you the results you hoped it would, maybe you want to question it. You know, maybe this is something you want to look at. And again, not from the wrongness. Like, what if none of the choices that you've made up to now are wrong? It's not about it being right or wrong. What if you look at it?
I would never look at all those helpful years and go, oh God, I was wrong for being helpful. I just look at it now and go, wow, that none of that created what I thought it would. Bless my little heart.
Exactly. So it's not about the right or wrong of things. It's really, how is that working for you? And if it isn't working, you know, what other choices do you actually have that maybe you never considered?
So then that would be one of the other tools. I love that. One of the other tools that I would also suggest is you can still have all the value systems that you have in place if you want, you know, if you just really don't want to let those go. But what I would say is at the same time, so you can still be as helpful as you want to be. At the same time, though, begin asking a new question. And that new question is, if I was truly choosing to live my life right now, what would I choose? If I was truly choosing to live my life right now, what would I choose? If I was truly, you gave a great exercise the other day about choice. Do you want to give that to everybody?
If I could recall it, I would.
So for everything you do, ask, what if I have a choice here? So you're heading to the fridge, and you're heading to the fridge, and you go, oh, hey, what if I have a choice here? I'm making the choice to head to the fridge. So just begin pointing out that you have a choice.
Yeah, to yourself. Yep. Yeah.
So the alarm goes off. And if you choose to put the snooze button, go, I'm choosing to press the snooze button right now. If you choose to get up, go, I'm choosing to get up right now. And then you look towards the bathroom or you look towards the door to walk to the kitchen and you go, you know, well, okay, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm choosing to go to the bathroom. Because we want to excuse away all our choices with our reasons, like our becauses or whatever. I'm going to the bathroom because I have to use the bathroom. Instead of, I'm making the choice to go to the bathroom. I don't have to.
Yeah.
I could go be uncomfortable in the kitchen. I could go, you know, pee in the laundry basket. I could walk the dog into the backyard and use the bathroom out there with the dog. I have a lot of choices that I've decided are not choices because there's a right place to go to the bathroom. But really, you're still making the choice to go to the bathroom in the bathroom. It's still a choice.
Right.
And so just beginning to notice that is huge.
It's really huge. And beginning to notice and acknowledge that you are making choices is a way to practice acknowledging that you actually are the source of your own life. You are the source of your reality. And it's
don't
your choices
tell them
that are creating
it.
I know. I'm always blowing it and revealing the secrets.
It was a choice. It was a choice.
Yes. It is. Yeah, and just so fun. I love that exercise. It's just so amazing to play with it. And I would encourage you for, like, even if it's just 5 minutes, every single thing you do for the next 5 minutes, acknowledge that every moment of it is a choice with whatever it is you choose. And just and see what you notice. Oh, my God.
I'm choosing to procrastinate. I'm still choosing to procrastinate. I'm choosing to procrastinate some more. I'm choosing to think about procrastinating. That's hilarious, Kara. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm choosing to think that I should do something other than procrastinate. I'm choosing to judge myself for procrastinating. Oh, God, I love it.
I'm choosing to clean my fingernails instead of do that thing.
Oh, oh man. Okay, no, I was about to go a level deeper. I think we went far enough. Okay.
Yeah. I would say so.
You've wasted another hour with the Good Girl's Guide to Being Wrong and Happy, and you chose that. Good job. That makes you a good person. You know what else would make you a good person? It would make you a really good person if you shared this with a whole bunch of people.
Yes, please do. Share it with people you love and adore. Share it with people you can't stand. Whatever would be fun for you.
So one of the ways that you can share is you can send them to thegoodgirlsguidetobeingwrong.com. There is no apostrophe in that. It's a web address. So thegoodgirlsguidetobeingwrong.com, where we have a lovely website with replays of the latest shows. And also you can sign up for some stuff. You can tell us what you think. You can tell us matter what you think, And we do read those, and we do prefer if you don't make us cry. I'm just saying that out loud. I'm just kidding. You can make us cry if you want to. So anyway, thank you so much. We're on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday from noon Pacific to approximately noon 30 Pacific or 3 p.m. Eastern. To 3:30 Eastern, unless we get on a roll about something, in which case you could be with us for a whole hour. This is a pre-recorded show, but oftentimes we are live, and when we're live, you know what you can do? You can actually call in. So
true.
I'm pretty sure we could actually call you in too. So if you have any questions that you'd like to ask on air, also feel free to send that to us in a message. Or if you just want to hear us talk about something specific, please feel free to drop us a line and say, hey, could you please talk about this? Or you talked about this and I was so confused, but I do get that there's something else I want to know. Will you talk about that some more? Yes. Yes, we will. Most likely.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a show, there were a couple of shows where we got prank called by the Howard Stern show. And
yes, we did. Oh my God, that was funny.
we may not want to repeat those conversations. But other than that.
Yeah, what else is possible? Oh, my gosh. You know what? That was so funny, though, because I have a friend that I grew up with who is, like, a super fan of Howard Stern's show. And she called me the day that it aired on the Howard Stern show. She's like, oh, my God, Heather, were you on the Howard Stern show? And I'm like, not that I know of.
But we know the minute that we do know the show that if they called, we do know the show it was.
Yep. So what else?
We've had
possible?
Someone yelling at us online. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really good at what they do. And then they turned it into something really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Instigators of magnitude.
Absolutely.
They tried to make us cry or freak out.
They did.
I don't know.
Yeah, they did. Oh, and then the second time they called, they tried to get us all riled up. That one was extra funny.
Yeah.
They weren't expecting the answers we gave back.
No, I think we've done the prank caller.
The person who called in ended up going, oh my God, no, I don't want to sleep with young girls, you know? And I was like, oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't talking about you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So if you'd ever like to hear that show, let us know.
We'll have to
pass it along.
We'll have to find it and post it somewhere.
We should. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us again for another episode of The Good Girl's Guide to Being Wrong and Happy. And your wrongness is really a strongness, and happiness is just a judge.
See you next week.
Bye.